Hey, podcast listeners, thank you so much for just taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to this episode today. Hey, I would love it if you would consider subscribing to this and also leaving a rating and review. That would mean so much to me. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Does it feel like if you got a 10% raise, that would pretty much fix any financial stress or any financial issues that you have right now? Stick around for this episode and I'm going to tell you what people would be willing to give up for a 10% raise. And maybe why that might not be the key to helping dig out of whatever financial stress that you might be having. Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of the Find Your Money Path Show. Thanks so much for joining me today. What I want to talk about today is what people would be willing to do for a raise, and is that even really the right strategy? Is just to find extra income? Is that really the right strategy to get out of whatever financial stress or financial situation you might be in? There was a recent survey done by an organization called LendEDU, and they actually found some interesting stats. And they just surveyed people and asked them, what would you be willing to give up for a 10% raise? And here are a few tidbits that I found kind of interesting. 88% would be willing to give up watching Game of Thrones for the rest of their life, which I'm not a Game of Thrones person, so that doesn't affect me, but I know there's some diehards out there. 75% of people would be willing to give up alcohol, so no alcohol, for the next 5 years. Do I have any takers out there? Anybody willing to do that? And then 54% were willing to give up social media for the next 5 years. How many of us can hardly even go a day without getting on social media? This was the most interesting stat that I found though. 1/3 of people who answered this question would be willing to give up their right to vote for life just to get a 10% raise right away. That like blew my mind. I don't know why, but like that was crazy to me that we'd be willing to do that. I wanna kind of bring this back into perspective, you know. So let's think someone making $50,000 a year, a 10% raise, right? That's $5,000, it's not a small chunk of change by any stretch of the imagination. I think any of us, if we were given a $5,000 check right now, we could find something to use it on. We could find some bills to pay down, or we could find a vacation to take, or you know, we'd put it in the bank. We could do something with it. But a lot of times what I hear in doing the financial coaching is, you know, if I just had a little bit of extra money, if I just had, you know, a little bit of a raise at work, this would fix all my problems. But think about like how when you came out of school or you got that first job and you were making $35,000 or $40,000 or $45,000, think about how excited you were. You're like, I'm rich. This is way more money than I've ever made in my entire life before. I can't imagine, you know, needing any extra money. I've got it all. And then the reality sets in of bills and adulting and all the stuff that we have to pay for, right? Student loans, credit card bills, car payment, rent, mortgage, groceries. You're like, okay, all of a sudden that $40,000 salary went away real fast. And so what happens is when we've got those raises, so let's say you came out of school, you had that $40,000 job, and then within a year or two, you got promoted because you're rocking it and you're doing awesome at work. And then you got $45,000 and you're like, all right, I got $5,000 more a year. Like this should solve a lot of issues. But then what happens? We maybe upgrade the car, or our rent goes up, or we move into a nicer place, or we start taking, you know, a nicer vacation or multiple vacations every year. All of a sudden, that $5,000 extra that we got, it's gone. And so what happens is we fall into this trap of, you know, if I just had a little bit more extra money, if I had $5,000 more, if I had $10,000 more a year, that would take care of any issue I have. But what happens is anytime we get a raise, our lifestyle typically kind of goes hand in hand with that. We raise our lifestyle almost accordingly with that raise a lot of the times. And so I want to talk about just a practical step that we can all take and we can all do to make it feel like we're getting a raise without actually getting a raise. And yes, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, okay, he's going to tell me to like cut this and cut that and I can't have any fun. Look, part of this is paying attention to our money, right? If we pay attention to our money, we're much more intentional with where we want it to go versus just spending it and kind of letting, you know, marketing and things like that dictate, other people dictate where our money goes. If we have a plan and we're intentional about it and we have financial goals and money goals, we're gonna stay a lot more focused than if we didn't. But let me give you a quick step. This is probably the easiest way to feel like you're getting a raise without actually getting one. And I promise that if you do this, it's not gonna feel like that much of a difference in your life by spending less and saving a little bit more. So here's what I wanna challenge everyone to do. For the next week, just write down what you spend your money on. And yes, I know this is old school, but I promise there's a reason behind this. When you just log into your bank account, it's one thing just to kind of scroll and see the transactions in there. But when you actually have to physically write it down or type it in your phone and acknowledge, oh, I just went to Chick-fil-A this morning and I spent $5, and then I went to Starbucks for lunch and I spent another $7. It does something emotionally. It does something mentally where you start to feel that weight of all that money adding up and all those expenses adding up. I did this with food, and I promise you, when you start to write it down and understand, oh, I'm eating this much, or oh, I'm spending this much, it does something to you mentally, and it's a good thing. So the easiest way to do this, honestly, I just tell people, like, if you're a pen and a pad kind of person, just go ahead, have a notepad with you, and all you gotta do is write down the date, how much you spent, and where you spent it at. If you're more technological person, just start a note app, just start a new note on the notes app on your phone. And then all you've got to do is the same thing, date, how much you spent, where'd you spend it at? And then do that for a week. Every time you spend money, just jot it down. It won't take that much time, I promise. And you'll get into the habit of it eventually by the end of the week. And then what I want you to do is a week from now, set a calendar reminder right now for a week from now, just to go back and review what all you spent your money on this week. And see if there's an area where you're like, okay, ooh, I could probably cut back on that. And then my guess is you can probably find a few percent, like you're getting a few percent raise. There was one story that I had while I was working with somebody. They spent $800 a month on eating out, $800, just by simply tracking expenses. That's all we did. Just by simply tracking expenses for a month, he was able to cut $200 out of his budget. $200 over the course of a year is $2,400. On a $50,000 a year salary, that is a 5% raise. And yes, he ate out less, but he was just doing it because people were asking him, and he was going. But he really didn't want to do that, or he just happened to not plan to go to the grocery store and eat at home that night. So that's what I mean when if we're just a little bit more intentional with this and we're paying attention to it, we can get a raise without actually having to get a raise in our income. And I'll end on this. The three kind of typical areas where people can really find some quick, easy wins on money and saving money. Typically eating out, I promise, if you just track your eating out for a week, you'll probably see that you spend way more eating out than you originally anticipated. I'm only saying this because I've seen this with probably 9 out of 10 clients that I've ever worked with. It's just a problem. It's just how we live in society today because our lives are so busy and it's so convenient to just stop off and grab something. Another one is being smarter about grocery shopping. And, you know, using things like coupons can help around the edges, but, you know, being intentional with meal planning and meal prep and not throwing away produce all the time. So don't buy extra produce. If you genuinely know you're not going to eat it, don't buy food based on your intentions. Buy it off of what actually you're going to do. I'm guilty of this too, trust me. The third one is getting a re-quote on your insurance. So if you've been with the same insurance company for a while, you're likely paying a much higher quote than if you were to go with another company and just get a re-quote and refresh it. If you haven't shopped around insurance in a while, it's not a bad idea just to do it. It doesn't hurt. Quotes are free. You can go ahead and get that and just see. Maybe you could save a few $100 a year doing that. And also another quick way to save on insurance is if you pay a 6-month premium instead of a monthly premium, typically you can save 10% on your insurance bill just like that. So bottom line is track your expenses for a week, see where things are, see if there's an area you're like, I could probably cut back a little bit on that. And then what could that look like over the course of a year? You know, if you save $50 a week, $200 a month, $2,400 a year, that's a 5% raise on a $50,000 income. So I hope this is helpful for you guys. I'd love to know if you do this and if you have any issues with it and if you have any insights that you find out if you do it. Go ahead and leave a comment where this is posted. Let me know if you've done this or send me an email or text. I would love to hear it.